know that you can find the Cassandra Ahrens Show on streaming services such as Anchor, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and Spotify. New shows are updated every week, so make sure you subscribe to the Cassandra Ahrens Show to stay up to date on the newest shows as they're made available. For more information about the show or to reach out to Cassandra Ahrens directly, email her at cjahrens@gmail.com.
Hi, thank you for tuning in to the Cassandra Ahrens Show one more time. We are truly in the land of the living. We are excited. We have a special guest here. His name is Mark Kenny. Wow, I'm so glad that he answered the call and answered the invitation to be with us on today. I want him to just speak to you. And Kenny, I would like for you to let the people know, what do you do and how can you be a blessing to the community?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for letting me be here. Such a blessing to be with you. And I just speak blessings over everything you're doing because you spend your time lifting up everybody else. And so I want to be one that lifts you up too. You know, thanks again for the opportunity. You know, years ago, when I was in my teen years, the Spirit of the Lord came to me in a very real and powerful way and really knocked me on my tail and humbled me and introduced me to himself. And as he's only done a couple other times throughout my life, but that really set the trajectory for things. As I got married, had a family, and as I got into my 20s and 30s, ministry opportunities began to unfold, and 30s turned into the 40s, as they sometimes do. And after about 20-some years of in and out of various churches and ministries and invitations and things, a lot of prophetic ministry, a lot of online stuff. And that online ministry component began to really be something God began to breathe on in the 2000s. And that's about 17 years ago now that all began, maybe 18. And over those many years, we've had opportunity to launch a total of 8 Christian internet radio stations and got them all programmed and up and running. Then, of course, the coronavirus thing, which we don't have time to get into here today, but so we've still got most of those stations up and running. And the website for our radio stations and radio outreach that way is healingstreammedia.com, healingstreammedia.com. So we encourage everybody to go there. You can listen for free on your computers and things. If you want a personalized mobile app, that's how we fund it all. So $8 a month or $88 a year gets you the mobile app through iTunes or through Google Play. So healingstreammedia.com. Me personally, I still do personal ministry by request. I still do personal ministry when the Lord tells me to minister to somebody. Many times they don't even realize we're ministering to them. You know how that goes. You run into folks and God nudges you. But I do share my heart and thoughts a lot over on my personal website of Mark Kenny Blog, MarkKennyBlog.com. And I'm on all social media and stuff, so, you know, a quick search brings that stuff up. But that's kind of the summary, you know, of within about 2.5 minutes of what God's been up to. There's so many things in all that, but that's the crux.
Well, thank you for that, Mark Kenny. We have Mark Kenny with us on today. I'm so excited. And there you go. He does it all. He knows how to move with the Spirit. And the Spirit is telling us now to go virtual. It's telling us to do online radio. What can you say, Mark, to the churches that are not caught up technologically? Wise.
The message of Jesus, Him crucified, resurrected, dying for everyone, that is going to resound beyond the years of you and I. And as it has stood the test of time, it will continue to. The core gospel message is going to remain the same. However, the way that transcends and gets shared by others, the pathway God uses for healing is very different from generation to generation. And especially as you separate 2, 3, 4 generations out, the technology becomes unrecognizable. You know, years and years ago, the word hello didn't even exist. But a technology had to be invented to catch up, and the word hello then came about for the phone. Not too many years back, nobody had ever heard of a tweet. But the technology advanced, and we became along, and now you can minister through these. We all take for granted you can minister over the phone. Certainly we know that. Not many people maybe realize you can minister over a tweet. or through a teleconference or through a Zoom or through, you know, you could name all these things. But the point being that the Spirit of God is not going to stop ministering to those. His heart is to reach the lost, to seek and to save that which is lost. That'll never stop. That'll never change. He will not be limited by technology. So what we need to do, my message to the church, I know we're pushed on time, is that if you don't embrace the modern technology available, you are in effect limiting God's reach that he wants to reach out to people. Most folks of almost any age are buried down on their tablet or phone. If you're not spending money, time, marketing, and effort to reach them where they are, then you're not really most effectively fulfilling the Great Commission in a collective way like you could. That's not a corrective word so much as it's an exciting, encouraging word, because I've just told you the green light of how to get to where you want to go.
Amen. We got Mark Kenny with us on today. I'm so excited. Mark, I just want to ask you one question, and I know you probably answered it, but I want to ask you this. People have a problem with the online churches now and online services now. They said the Bible says, forsake not the gatherings of your brothers and your sisters. And a lot of Christians, a lot of fivefold ministry gifts are using that scripture. But church is not the same how it used to be, and it's never going to be that way again. So God is moving a whole different direction, and please excuse me, because you know I get excited.
It's all right.
You know I already get excited.
Absolutely.
And people get offended when I tell the truth. But when you're not doing anything for the kingdom of God, and when you're not doing what God had called you to do in the first place, mm-hmm. and he allowed this pandemic to come and shut the church down, it's because we are not in a place where he wants us to be. But now he's moving virtually.
Yep.
Now he's moving technology-wise, because a lot of, like you said, the young people have to be reached.
He's never going to be limited is what it comes down to. And what happens is, human beings, we take our comfort from the familiar. And so we always are going to gravitate in our own humanness. That's part of what we do. God's not mad at us for that. But there is, you know, sometimes the kids say, there's an app for that. Well, I got news for you. There's blood for that.
Oh.
There's blood for that. You say, well, it makes me uncomfortable. That's all right. There's blood for that.
That's right.
I don't know if I want to be stretched that much. That's all right. There's blood for that. See what I'm saying? And this is where the anointing begins to take over. We all know, or most of us know, what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be yielding to the presence so that we can be empowered to do what we could not do without it. But when the invitation comes, we shy away in our own humanity to say, well, I don't know if I can do that. The fact that you can't do that is the proof that you should try. Because the rest that you can't do, you're either anointed or you're not. You see what I'm saying?
You either got it or you don't.
And that's okay. You say, well, I don't know that I got that. Okay, well, does God have the rest? Are you anointed? And if you're not anointed, that's okay. Maybe you shouldn't be trying that. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
What are you anointed? God's always going to bring you to the point where, let me word it a different way, if I may, for your wonderful people that are listening. I just sense this is where they're at, where they can handle. God's never going to allow you to create an existence that makes him unnecessary.
Wow.
And when you begin to make him unnecessary, then you have placated yourself. You're in a little bit of a self-delusive state. Mm. So what you got to realize is faith is evidence.
Mm.
So when you say, well, I need to see it before I step there, well, that's okay. Mm-hmm. What you're in is hope. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. 1 Peter 5, hope doesn't disappoint. Mm-hmm. Romans 5. But here's the thing. When faith comes in, that becomes your evidence. In other words, it replaces the need for evidence in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to see how it's going to work out. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do it. I don't have to understand how it's going to work out. I'm just going to do it. Like you setting up and doing these shows and reaching out, you're not sure who's going to hear you, and you don't have to know, because faith has already answered that question. And I'll prove it. The proof is you got a microphone in your hand and you're doing it.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? And that's what happens. So those listening have a call, some dream, some ministry, some of these things, fill in the blank. The proof is, are you actively pursuing it? You don't have to see the end. Mm-hmm. That's where faith answers that call. That's moving by faith.
That's right. That's right. And I want to close with this. I want to encourage some pastors, some fivefold ministry growth out there. Listen, it's a faith walk. And I want to say sometimes that I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I've seen churches who have two or three members, okay? And they got online and they have 500 listeners, 1,000 listeners. And so you have to step out on faith. You can't keep ministering to the same ones every Sunday after Sunday. But this lady, I told her, I encouraged her, I said, get online. Mm-hmm. And she was so afraid because she was an older woman. And she said, this ain't, I don't know nothing about computers. But when I showed her, it's very simple because of your coaching that you gave me. I pass it on to other people. Amen. I don't keep it to myself and be selfish. Amen. I pour it back into people. And mm-hmm. now she's excited. Now you can't stop her. She on there. I'm like, I say, you're doing too much now. Now she on Facebook every 5 minutes, but it's okay. She got a following. Well, she got people absolutely. Listening. And yep. some pastor out there in Evangelist and Fivefold Ministry Gift, I want to tell you this. Think about it. You ain't got to worry about no snakes up in your church. You ain't got to worry about nobody being messy and junky, causing all kind of cancer in your congregation. You ain't got to deal with that mess no more. Mm. So come on now, let's just bring it here, technology-wise, move virtually, move internet, radio. Mm. Let's move. Let's take a move. Let's take a stance, and let's just obey God. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Well said. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. That concludes the show with Mark Kenny. Thank you, Mark Kenny, again for being here with the Cassandra Aaron Show. God bless you. I just want to let you know that we are here today doing the podcast, Lift Your Hands Up. Hi, everybody. This is your girl, Cassandra Aarons, and I'm at it again. Hands up. Also, I told you that this show was dedicated unto my mom. Because before she passed away in August, she always had her hands up. And so it's such a blessing to have a blessed memory of my mom lifting her hands up. And so I want to encourage you all that are listening unto me today, lift them hands up to Jesus, lift them hands up to your creator, lift them hands up to the Elohim Del Shaddai, the only one that lives and lives on forever and ever. Also, keep in mind, we want to thank Mark Kenny for joining us for that awesome interview regarding technology. It's the key. It's the thing that is moving right now. And thank God we don't have to get on there and run gimmicks and games like so many others have done in the past and trying to do right now. But God is exposing every gang slave. Everyone that is not doing what he has called them to do. I want you to know on today, God is awesome, and to God be the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Cassandra Aaron Show, the podcast, Hands Up, in dedication and remembrance of my mom. My mom had a very pleasant memory. Before she went home with the Lord, she always had her hands up. And I want you to know that's the way to go. If you're going to go, go with your hands up. So won't you just do this one, take 1 minute, 1 second, and just lift them hands up and say, God, I give you the praise. Lord, I give you the honor. In him we live, move, and have our being. Won't you lift your hands up to your creator, your maker, the Elohim, the El Shaddai, the bright and morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's my deliverer. He's my rock. He's my shield. Amen. I want to thank Mark Kennedy for being with us on today, talking about technology and how technology is moving forward. And that's the thing where we're going to witness to the young people. What an awesome testimony on today. If you're not on the move with technology, you're definitely going to be lost. Because how can you witness to others where that's where they're at? They're not in your church with the same ones every Sunday after Sunday, two or three people, and you still ministering the same message that you have ministered for about over 50 years. I may be a little bit exaggerating, but you know what I'm talking about, right? You have to reach those that are lost. That's what the gospel is for. That's what Jesus Christ died for. And so let's go ahead and reach them by using technology, computers, virtual whatever means that we have necessary to move forward online, right? All right. Thank you again, Mark, for being with us. Also, the next segment of my show, Don't Go Nowhere, Lock It In. We're going to have a commercial break. And then we're going to go right into my other segment that God has always put in my spirit for years and years and years and years. And now this is just a platform that I want to talk about it just a little bit.
Meet your author, motivational TV and radio speaker, Cassandra Ahrens, promoting her latest book, Shaking My Head at These So-Called Church Folks. Come show your support. Tell a friend or purchase the book at www.cassandraahrens.com. The book is a great tool against the enemy. For more information, go to The Cassandra Ahrens Show on Facebook. And remember, put your hands up.
But I want to talk about the black man is going to arise. He will arise. He will do what God hath called him to do. And when I say a black man, please don't get offended. All men, all right? If you are covered with the blood of Jesus, you have the blood of Jesus, then all men. But you know, black men have been persecuted and put down for decades. And so it's just time for the black man to arise. Why do I have to sugarcoat stuff when it's it's just time to tell the truth. But that has been in my spirit for the black man to arise. And I'm talking about not the sugar daddy. I'm not talking about the pimp daddy. I'm not talking about the whole daddy. I'm not talking about that type of daddy. I'm talking about the black man should arise, the one that put God first in everything, the one who get up and praise God and worship God, no matter what, who looking, who what they saying. That man I'm talking about, that's the man that God is going to bring to the forefront, that one that is going to worship and adore him no matter what, cry before him, kneel before him, amen, put his wife first, put his children first, and that man I'm talking about, that one that is going to provide for his family, that one that is going to provide for his children, that one that is going to take care of the land and take care of the nation and take care of the world, that man I'm talking about. And so we want to talk about a little bit about that black man that's coming forth and that God is going to pour into him in this season. Yeah, God spoke to me and told me that and nothing you could do about it. Listen, we need to pray for every man of color, yellow, white, black, brown. Yes, we need to pray for them because they are going to walk into the seed of our ancestors. Yes, they are. And they're going to walk into the seeds of our forefathers. They're going to walk into the seeds of our grandfathers. And they're going to walk into the seed of their fathers because so many of our ancestors and forefathers did not live to fulfill their dream. What I want you to know on today, the black man will arise. He will take up that torch and he will run. Amen. Thank you. I just wanted to encourage every black man, white man, yellow man, Christian man, blood of Jesus, man, whatever man you are in Jesus, you shall arise and you will come forth. God bless you. Don't lock it. Don't go nowhere. Lock it in. We're getting ready to go to my next segment of my show after commercial break. We're going to talk about just being real.
Meet your author, motivational TV and radio speaker, Cassandra Ahrens, promoting her latest book, Shaking My Head at These So-Called Church Folks, and Don't Let the Hole Break Your God-Given Purpose. Come show your support, tell a friend, or purchase the book on www.cassandraahrens.com.
Yep, this is the spot.
The book is a great tool against the enemy. For more information, go to The Cassandra Ahrens Show on Facebook, and remember, God has a blessing for you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Cassandra Ahrens Show. Thank you so much. I have my wonderful guest here. You know, anytime you try to do something positive for the community, you always get these obstacles. Everybody want to think that pastor kids are angels. And tell us, why do people feel like pastor kids are above God?
Well, I don't really think it's just pastor kids. I think that it's a lot of people in the church.
We have to realize they're just people.
Who are we to tell who come in the church and who lead praise and worship? Yeah. We're tired of the lies. We're tired of churches lying, we're tired of politics lying, we're tired of the world lying, we're tired of the preachers lying, we're tired of the church lying, we're tired of the old mothers of Zion, God forgive them, but they told a little lies, two little white lies, you know, they didn't mean no harm because they didn't know no better, but we're tired of the lies, and now we want to come forth with truth. And so the truth is that God said you should know the truth, and the Bible shall set you free. And so we know that it's not about the lipstick, and we know that it's not about the earrings, and we know it's not about not wearing mini skirts, and you know that God don't love us because we wear jewelry, and God don't love us because we wear wigs and weaves, and you know we paint our little selves up a little bit, but you know God ain't condemning us for that. I don't care if you don't believe it, that's on you. I know that my Bible says that God is a God of love, right? And so God is love, so you have to love people into the kingdom, all right? I know that there's some decency and order in the body of Christ. I already know that. I know the word just like you know the word, and I probably know the word better than you, but I know the word in love. I don't beat people upside the head with the word. I don't try to curse people with the word. I don't try to knock people down with the word. I don't use control. I don't use the Bible to control people. I don't use the Bible to put people down. I don't use the Bible to beat people up upside the head. I don't use the Bible to make people feel bad, right? That's not the purpose of the Bible. The purpose of the Bible is for us to live it, but live it in love. And it's easy. It's easy to love. I remember my little kids used to sing a song, "It's easy to love because Jesus is easy to get along with." And so therefore, I want you to know that we don't have to beat people upside the head with the word of God. But I believe that if we just show the love of God, people will get right. Lord have mercy. People would get right for real. People would get right for real if we would just preach love and love, not just preach it, but do it, right? And so I always used to understand. I used to say, God, this is my time to shine. This is my time to tell the truth. So if you don't want the truth, then you better go off right now because I'm getting ready to tell the truth. I'm getting ready to expose every demon in hell. But I want you to know on today that the truth is the truth. And I want you to know that you need to get plugged in with the right people. Some of y'all not even plugged in with the right people. You're connected with the wrong people. That's why your life is in shambles. That's why your life is upside down, because you believe a lie instead of believing the truth. You go with the games and the gimmicks and the false prophets, and you're connecting with the witches and the warlocks. You're connecting with those that have a form of godliness but don't have God at all, because they don't have no love. They have a form, meaning that they have gimmick. They play gimmicks. They play games with God. They're copying the things of God. They're copying the ways of God. They're just showboating, but they don't have love. They have took you for granted. They made a fool out of you. They have used you and abused you. They sucked you from all. They sucked the living life out of you. They used you for your gifts. They used you for your talents. They used you for your money, but they really didn't have the love. You know why? Because you allow people to control you. You have allowed people to manipulate you. You have allowed people to control the things of God that was in you. See, God never called anybody to be controlled. God called us to walk in love, to have a prayer life, to have a worship life, and to get along with each other. But I never could understand something. Somebody help me understand. How in the world can you say you love God, but you hate your brother and sister? How can you say that? I mean, I am so turned off by the church. I have been turned off by the church for a long time. You know, God has given me my own will, my own mind, and I flow with God. I'm in tune with God. I rap with God. I'm wrapped and tangled with God. Do that mean I'm perfect? Heck no, I'm not perfect by no means, but I do have a connection. I thank God for that. I do have a connection, a relationship with God, and I love him, and Lord knows I thank God that he loves me, and I thank God that he carries me through, because honey, if I had to lean on people and depend on people, Lord have mercy,
They'd have put me in the grave already. So I just thank God that I look to God and I have a relationship with God. And I need you to understand this. I'm not down in the church. I ain't putting down the church. God already did. So don't get mad with me. God has already condemned the church. God has already put down the church. God has already exposed the church. This ain't nothing new. Look at it. Come on now. You can look and see. You're not dumb. You're not stupid, nor you're retarded. You can see that Ichabod is on the churches. I told the Lord, Lord, I love you and forever give you the praise. That's what David said. I forever give you the praise. And it has to be in the building. You see, that's where y'all get twisted and mixed up out. For years, I've been preaching, take it to the highways and byways. No, y'all want to condemn. Y'all want to point finger. Y'all want to judge. Y'all want to throw stones. But well, guess what? You're going to have to take it to the streets right now because God ain't in the building. I told the Lord, listen, if I got to go to church and feel like I'm looking at a TV or looking at a movie or looking at a show, I don't need to be there because I could be home really, really worshiping you. I could worship you in my car. Come on, I could worship you on my job. Matter of fact, I could just worship you right in the bathroom. Like, I could just worship you and talk to you anywhere. I could worship God right in my bed and he would meet me there. Come on. He's meeting me here right now because I'm lifting him up. I just don't understand that people are crazy and how they get fooled. The Bible says, help the weak. So you know what? I'm going to pray for you and ask God to stir up the gifts within you and to make you strong, because there is no way that you should allow people to trick you, to bewitch you, to voodoo you, to hinder you, to black magic you, to voodoo you. What is wrong? What is wrong? See, you know what's wrong? Because people don't really love God. They love the things of God. I mean that they want the wealth, but they don't want him. You know, they want the money, but they don't want him. They want material gain, but they don't want him. You could tell that because you don't have no love. And the reason why I could tell you don't have no love, because you're very judgmental. You're very religious. You're very snobby. You're very arrogant. You're very puffed up. You're very proud. You're very mean. You're very nasty. You don't have no love. You know, you don't love, you don't show love. It's either it's me and no more. It's about you. So have you ever seen that? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all get mad with me already, but y'all know I'm telling the truth. People don't really love us. They say they love us, but they don't. You know, on my next podcast, I'm going to really get down and dirty with it. But this is my first one. Hands up, hands up, hands up. Not hands down, but hands up, and give God the glory and give him the praise. But I really want to talk about what is love and how you show love. Even through my mother's death, I have never felt so much meanness in my life, but it's okay. You know, it's okay because God loves me, God adores me, and God's going to help me through. But through my mom's death, I have seen so much meanness, and I'll talk about it on my next podcast. But that's not the love of God. But yet you want me to help you. Yet you want me to bless you. Yet you want me to sow into your ministry, but yet you couldn't even send a card. You couldn't even say, how you doing? You couldn't even reach out to us. Like, what kind of spirit is that? And you think I want to serve that God? No, that spirit that you have is nasty and is mean and is cold, and I don't want no dealing with it. And I have let it be known, I don't fool with people like that, that are mean and nasty and preach the gospel and prophesy and pray, and you just as mean and cold-hearted as you can be. That is not the true gospel, children. That's not the true gospel, sons and daughters. That's not it. If they not operating in love, get away from them. If they got is looking for something, looking for a handout, always think you owe them something, stay away from them people. Get unplugged and get plugged in with Jesus. People are greedy. They're selfish. They're double-minded. They're crazy. They're wicked and they're evil. But yet you want to look at me and call me names? No, sweetheart. I have the love of God. I have endurance. I have motivation. I have tough will. I have tenacity. I love God's people. I don't dog them. I don't mistreat them. I don't run games on them. I don't deceive people. Mm-mm. Y'all got this mixed up, and y'all better get it right. And y'all better know how to discern. And y'all better know how to discern the times. You better know how. God is bringing down folks that are not real. God is bringing down people who are fake. God is bringing down people who don't love his people and do not love him. All right. So that's my segment of my show. Keep it real. Be real. And it just be real at all times and tell the truth at all times, no matter who like it. I don't care if people don't like it. Who cares? This ain't a place where you're going to find that this show, this podcast is going to be scripted. It's not going to be a place where you're going to feel unsafe. It's going to be a place where we tell the truth. And if you can't take the truth, then you're not of God. This is a place where it's going to be real. It's going to be tough at times, but it's going to be loving at times, because God loves us and we can't play with this thing. We can't play with the devil. We cannot play with the devil. We cannot play with our enemies, because they're not playing with us. They're coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And so, but God comes and he comes and give us life more abundantly. I'm sorry, I'm talking really fast, but you know, I only have a 30-minute podcast and I want to save some for next week. God bless you. I love you. Stay tuned. Lock it in. Don't go nowhere. Tell your friends. Tell your family. The Cassandra Aarons is here every Sunday at 2 o'clock, keeping it real. God bless you.
Cassandra Aarons Evangelistic Ministries presents 2 hours of emergency prayer, themed The Need for Prayer, featuring some of the most powerful prayer warriors in the land at 2242 South Hamilton Road in Columbus. Special guests include host Pastor Sandra Carter and prophetess Cassandra Aarons. Don't miss this great prayer summit as we pray for our world, our community, for the hurting and the wounded. Let's pray for the elections, floods in our cities, and for those affected by the recent storms. We need to pray now. It's time to come together to stop racism, hatred, and violence, and unite our communities. For more information or directions, call 614-946-9811. That's 614-946-9811. 2 hours of emergency prayer. Don't miss this powerful move of God.